Tomorrow, if no new case of Ebola virus disease is recorded, Sierra Leone will have met the criteria set by the World Health Organization for declaring the end of the Ebola transmission. The criteria is that no case is recorded for more than 42 days, and this is the case in Sierra Leone. Since 7 weeks, no new case was recorded in the country. This is really great news, so we hope that today, 6th of November, nothing will happen, and then tomorrow will be a ceremony, an official ceremony in Sierra Leone with the president of the country, WHO, all their partners to celebrate this wonderful news.
You've still got Ebola happening over the border, and the borders are still very porous. Also about the sufferers and those who have recovered from the sickness, how are they getting on?
The end of the Ebola transmission doesn't mean that Ebola is over. It's very important to understand this nuance. It means that for 7 weeks, no new case was recorded, but it means also that Ebola will stay in the country, in the animal reservoirs, with survivors, and also contacts. Maybe we are not tracing all contacts. So this is very important that the Ebola transmission is ended in Sierra Leone, but it doesn't mean that the job is done. We need to stay there for surveillance, for laboratories, and also to maintain really high vigilance, because it doesn't mean that the transmission is over, that a new case will not pop in a week or two or three or four. We hope not, but vigilance is very important.
And the survivors? How are they being accepted, and what are the kind of effects they're still suffering?
This is very important in the package for the three countries, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia. The fact that so many survivors are still not getting all the attention they deserve, they need to go back to their communities. We need also to take care of their very specific health needs and also to follow them from a medical point of view, because we know that the virus can still be present in the body fluids. This is why, for example, WHO is recommending to practice safe sex for the survivors and to undertake every month a medical check to see if the virus is still in the semen. And other health problems affecting survivors in particular, for example, they are more tired, they have eye problem, so it's important also to take into account their specific health needs and really to maintain them in their communities, not to stigmatize them, because they are really very important component of the response to the Ebola.